There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Kate Delaney, welcome to this version of America Tonight, broadcasting live from Ocean City, New Jersey. Actually, we're bringing you the best of the last couple of weeks, some of the great conversations that we've had. Next week, live wall to wall, we've got a former FBI. Actually, we have a former FBI, not director, a former FBI agent who was pretty high up in the ranks talking about what our biggest fears are as the FBI comes out with today, that ISIS is who we have to watch out for the most. And of course, as you know, along the way, we've talked about this so many times. If you want to rank terrorism and who are the worst of the worst, because they're organized in some ways and they know how to recruit younger people. Here's a big headline for you today, and this again has been something we have talked about massively on the show, is minimum pay. In New York State, I was reading this morning in the New York Times, New York State is going to mandate $15 minimum pay for fast food workers. So labor protests that fast food workers in New York City that started, gosh, it's been probably 3 years ago. It's now led to a lot of these higher wages for workers across the country, but New York was sort of in that abyss. So there was a panel that was put together by Governor Cuomo, and they recommended that the minimum wage be raised for the employees of any fast food chain restaurants throughout all of New York to $15 an hour over the next couple of years. And here's what's interesting. This has been 3 years, this discussion for them, but they're saying that the actual bump in pay would be raised faster in New York City than the rest of the state to account for, obviously, the higher cost of living there. So they say the recommendations by this panel will be put into effect by an order by the state's commissioner of labor. And the $15 increase represents a raise of more than 70% for most of the workers in the state earning $8.75 an hour. So here's the yin and the yang of that. Advocates for the workers are saying they think that the mandate would quickly lead to raises for employees in other industries. But then there's the blowback of, okay, what is this going to do across the board for everybody else, and who ultimately is going to have to absorb that increase? Is it going to be the chains are going to say, well, you know, now because we have this mandate, your hamburger is going to cost you $3 more. Anyway, interesting discussion. We talk about union versus non-union all the time. Your thoughts, flip them to me. Part of the discussion we're going to have next week is that, and go through the various industries, because every industry is a little bit different. And of course, a mandate is different when you're talking about saying this is the mandate. This is ultimately what the minimum pay is. You can send that to me at americatonight.net, americatonight.net. Here's a story that all of us were following for, gosh, the past month, and now it's been a couple of weeks. But remember the two murderers who escaped from that maximum security prison in northern New York? Now they have more details. They're saying that they went through all the swamps. They put pepper in their boots. So that was the reason why they were having such a tough time when they had like 800 people and dogs searching for them. Apparently they put pepper in their boots so that they could elude the people who were searching for them. And these are just some of the details, like I said, have come out from the state police major, who we heard from, Charles Guess, to he just did a story recently in Plattsburgh, and they went through what could they possibly have done, David Sweat and Richard Matt, the two murderers, when they went out of their way to confuse searchers after their June 6th escape from the Clinton Correctional Facility near the Canadian border. So, again, in following that story, it's interesting to see what the I mean, it's interesting to see what the, you know, what happened and how they were able to elude all those, let's face it, best of the best people that Cuomo, who was so infuriated, had out there looking for them, the tracking dogs, all that kind of stuff. And I guess Sweat carried pepper to throw off the tracking dogs in the guitar case he packed with food, because that was the other part of it, and some other things that they squirreled away when they were in prison. But the isn't that interesting? Who knew that? That if you put pepper in the boots, that throws off the searchers. It throws off the, you know, throws off the dogs. So they wanted to avoid Rhodes. That's what they were doing. They were figured that whenever they were detected, as they were missing from the prison, that they would go to these other Rhodes too. And that's what they did. And of course, we know the ending of this. Matt was killed June 26th in the woods, about 30 miles from the prison. And Sweat was shot by a trooper and captured a couple days later near the Canadian border. Sweat's in a different prison in central New York, and he's given his pretty much his, you know, details version, whatever you want to call it, of the events to the investigators, and he's pretty much said he was the leader of the two of them, saying he was the one who broke out of his cell first. He climbed down that catwalk. He scouted the old prison tunnels, because there was tunnels for a way out, and part of the plan was, you know, tunneling through a steam pipe, and they had decided to do this months and months before him, and it looks like they had to wait for a heating season to end before they could cut into it, of course, because they couldn't go into the pipe. Isn't that wild? So Sweat apologized and said they accidentally made a wrong turn, because what happened is the homeowner asked the two why they were on his property. Oh, I'm sorry, we made a wrong turn. We're the escapees everybody's looking for. And I think for Cuomo's part, of course, as he was worried that something was going to happen on that, you know, on the road when they were out there, that somebody was going to encounter them, and they were going to have, who knows, people tied up, people murdered, people whatever, because these were murderers, that they were being locked away for life. And ironically, they were on the side of the prison where they were given special, you know, privileges. So go figure. Hey, don't forget, listeners, I've said this now a couple of times, and I'm going to keep emphasizing it because it's easy to forget websites, but make sure, as I'm on the road, ironically now, but make sure that you go to kateontheroad.com, kateontheroad.com, because you could win a next book. It's fabulous. It's what's cool about it is that it detaches where you have a tablet, and then you can actually have a computer board. And we're going to give away a couple of these in the next couple of weeks, so we want to make sure that that you get in on it. If you go to kateontheroad.com, we're trying to take the show on the road more and actually broadcast live from events here and there when we can, and you could be the impetus for that. You could pass it on to somebody who can make that happen. So either way, you're in the drawing. We just need your email address. If you go to kateontheroad.com, you'll see a place where you can sign up for that. Very, 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 very easy to do that. All right, so make sure, again, you tune in next week as we have some fabulous guests, including my friend from the FBI who worked for many, many years on Task Force, where they were hunting down or looking for what would be lone wolf terrorists, and how that has now evolved because of what's happened with you know, with ISIS. Stay tuned. I'm Jump the Fence. Jump there with me. Thanks.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. But once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but...
But you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and body extract paired with healthy heart choices is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
Now, a twice-as-nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now, Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of ionic silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Here we are back with the mailbag, stuff full as always. Remember, 24/7, any thoughts, something you want to vent about, something that's on your mind, a solution to a world problem, oh please, go to americatonight.net. All right, this one's up first. This is from Sammy, who's listening to us in Canada. Hey, Kate, long time no talk. Trust me, I am listening, long time listener. I just happened to catch this from Newsmax. That former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton would actually lose a generic Republican candidate to a Republican candidate in six battleground states. Do you think this is hype or do you think this is true? Hey, if the election were held today, according to a lot of the other polls that I've read, she's winning. She's beating everybody. But I think, as Bob Ney has said many times when we've had him on the show and just said in our last conversation with him, that Hillary Clinton, the one person that she will knock off is Jeb Bush. There is no way Jeb Bush beats Hillary Clinton. So if you are a Republican Party member and you want to see the GOP in office again, then you do not want Jeb Bush to be the nominee. You just don't, because there is no way, no how, shake it up any way you want. He beats her. And the poll you're talking about is this poll that was commissioned by American Crossroads. Remember, there's the tie to, I can't think of his name now. I will think of it in a second. But anyway, American Crossroads, and it was conducted July 7th and 8th, and it found that in Colorado, Florida, Iowa, Nevada, Ohio, Virginia, that a Republican candidate would win with 50% of the vote while Clinton would draw 42%. So it is interesting. And, of course, it's not an impossibility. But I think the bigger thing is Jeb. Jeb's there. She beats him. Period. Let's go to this one from Heidi, who says, Kate, wow, it seems like we really lost a lot in this Iran deal. I hear the president saying, what is the alternative? Well, the alternative is not to have cut the deal. I think the more disturbing thing to me is that we don't have the freedom for the four prisoners that are in Iran. Why couldn't they have negotiated that? That would have made sense to me, especially this American pastor. I just don't get it. Yeah, I don't get that part of it either. I agree. I don't understand why there wasn't an addendum. Why couldn't it be, okay, this is one thing that we have to have happen for this deal to go through, and so many other things went the way of Iran in this, you know, a negotiation and a contract, if you will, or an agreement is the best agreement is when both sides equally get what they want. And I think by not including that, and that was a huge misstep. A huge misstep. So were we out negotiated by the Iranians in some areas of this agreement? Absolutely. Because who comes out on top if you make a pros and cons list? They do. Sanctions are lifted. They've been crippling. People have been so upset with leadership in Iran. And now they're dancing in the streets a couple of days ago, of course, because they know that those sanctions are lifted. And the pressure of what was happening there is lifted. That means more money coming into the country, period. Let's take another one here. This is from Ben, listening to us in California. Kate, we are drowning in California with this drought. It is unbelievable what's happening here. I'm sure you know the thing about Tom Selleck and the water truck stealing water to hydrate his avocados. And those kinds of things are happening all over the place. There's fines galore. It's a nightmare. We so need rain. We so need water. We so need some help. I'm not really quite sure why the California governor and why others in California weren't ahead of the curve on this. Yeah, the whole thing with the groundwater is very disturbing. What can you do? There were some things they perhaps could have done. They couldn't stop the drought, but they could have done some things to be more prepared when they saw the direction they were headed in with water. And this is a conversation that they've been talking about in California for a long time, 5, 6, 7, probably a decade they've been talking about it. So I don't think it's a secret that they were going to be in this position. So I agree with you. Why wouldn't that be on the top of your hit list? Oh, my gosh, we're not getting any more rain. Drought's getting worse. Year one, year two. Listen, I live in Texas. And the drought here is terrible, but we got massive rain that turned things around. Lakes filled up, and sadly, we got floods that killed people. But I went to several city council meetings, and they were talking about zebra mussels. What do we do? Problems with that. Jumping on it immediately, putting out sanctions like water restriction guidelines, trying to let people water lawns and do what they had to do, but yet reel it back in a little bit. And it seemed to work. At least in my community, it worked. And people weren't of ill will and furious about it. And every lawn didn't turn dust brown. But they were ahead. They saw it immediately. They knew it was happening. They knew it was happening with the zebra mussels. And they acted as fast as they could. And this is what I don't understand about California. At least it seems that way to me. I haven't fully investigated it. But I have talked to several people in the know who cover the legislature there, and it seems that there was some heel-dragging, focusing on things that might have been just as serious, but hey, spend a few minutes on that. So now California is in an even worse state, And how about this one from Robert, Kate, and listeners of America Tonight? Boy, frustrating the things that are happening in America, huh? Thank goodness you provide some relief with the levity that you add to the shows, like Dumb Things. I have to say, I love Dumb Things. I've made an entire list. I sat down and I thought, I haven't really done anything dumb, just the normal things. And then when I started to write them down, I realized, oh no, I've done many more dumb things. I promise you, I will send you my dumb things soon. Yeah, don't forget about Dumb Things. It just humanizes us, right? We all make mistakes, and some of them are really silly things. And some of them are maybe not as silly, and you can look at them afterwards and laugh about them. But I don't think you're human if you don't do something dumb. Even the most perfectionist type of person would have to say that they've slipped up in some way and done something that was dumb. And I know what you're saying. I sit down and I think, well, I've done this and that, but if I really sit down and make a list, I would probably surprise myself at the things that would pop up. All right, how about this from Martin? Yo, Kate, Donald Trump. Who would have thunk it? He's more than just a motor mouse. Some of the things he says are ridiculous, but some of the things he says actually make sense. He has no pressure because of the amount of money that he's made in his lifetime. He doesn't have to be beholden to anyone. That's the great kind of candidate. We missed the boat before on Ross Perot. I don't know. Maybe Donald Trump could beat Hillary Clinton. Maybe Donald Trump is the intriguing candidate. For goodness sake, he just disclosed that he was worth $10 billion and growing. No matter who dumps their endorsement of him or who dumps the products around him, Trump rocks. There is no question about it. And $10 billion says a lot of things to me. It says that he does not have to lick anyone's boots, if you know what I mean. Yeah, the thing is, the electability thing. Here's an interesting side to the Trump saga. If you're Jeb Bush and you are looking at polls, and you can say what you want about polls, and you can manipulate polls in certain ways, but there's a reason, and I say this all the time, here's your big disclaimer. Pollsters are making ton of money for a reason, because a lot of times they're on target, and that's what happens whether people like it or not. That's why they take the sampling. So he's getting beaten. He was getting beaten even by people that weren't in the race. And he might be in second, but when Donald Trump is lapping you, you can't feel good about that. And if I come from a political family like Bush, how long do I do that balancing act of staying in this race? Or do I say, I don't want to do this? Hey, I like the idea of being president. It's part of my family's history, the deep fabric of it. But if I'm getting beaten in polls by Trump, am I hanging in this thing, in this dog and pony show for how long? How much money are we spending? How many places are we visiting? How long do I keep this up? Or do I throw a wild card in the pack and come up with some incredible material content that blows people away? Some thought, some way of looking something different at something differently to the many woes that we talk about, and presenting that and pushing that. It's about your messaging, too. The right kind of message, the right kind of people, something maybe a little different. Maybe that sets him apart. But he's got to have great campaign people working around him, helping brainstorm some of that kind of stuff out. All right, so you get the idea here. This is the mailbag. All you have to do is send us whatever it is you want to sound off on. Usually it's about what the current events are of the day, but it certainly doesn't have to be. We've had some other intriguing suggestions and suggestions for guests. And if something fabulous is happening where you're listening to me, I want to hear about it. We love our affiliates. And as much as I scour the papers and look for things that happen in your area, you could point it out to me. That would be awesome. So, again, americatonight.net. That's it. It's a wrap for the mailbag. Back with more as we kick it back to America Tonight.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We got my pal in our virtual green room, Kevin Sullivan. Oh, it seems like just yesterday I was talking to him when I was in Dallas because he was with the Dallas Mavericks. But he was also the White House communications director, and he's bounced from some really interesting gigs. I think he is somebody like me who loves life and loves these opportunities, and he's a perfect person to learn from. He's got an e-book out called Breaking Through: Communication Lessons from the Locker Room, the Boardroom, and the Oval Office. Hey, Sully, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kate. It's great to hear your voice, and thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it.
So, again, we do have some similarities, being in the world of sports and politics and all the news of the day. And of all the jobs you had, and this is a wild one to open up with, but, I mean, there you are in the White House. There you are with the Dallas Mavericks. There you are with your own PR company dealing with some huge corporations and heads of corporations. Do you have one favorite moment, or is that just too hard to boil down?
You know, there's a bunch of them. When I went to the White House, somebody told me you're going to pinch yourself four or five times a week, and that was really true. But I would have to say that in terms of memorable moments, being introduced by the President of the United States to the Pope as Sully was probably the all-time highlight.
Boy, no kidding. When was that? Tell us about that moment. When did that happen?
Pope Benedict XVI made what turned out to be his only trip to the U.S., and after the event on the South Lawn at the White House, the senior staff got to meet him. And there's a protocol for meeting world leaders. And in this particular case, the president introduced staff members to the Holy Father. And as a Catholic guy, I was excited about it. And when it became my turn, you know, the guys in front of me, it was, you know, Mark Thiessen, chief speechwriter, Carl Zinsmeister, chief domestic policy advisor, your Holy Father. And then it came to me, he said, your Holy Father, Sully, communications man. And so that was just kind of an out-of-body experience.
I love it. Very, very cool. When you, as you say, when you went into the White House and you had people telling you you would be pinching yourself a couple of times a week, so you make a transition, too, from sports. Now, all of a sudden, you're in deep in the world of politics. What was that like to make that kind of a transition?
You know, the thing that I found out, and I think this is true for everybody in your audience, your skills translate. You know, don't limit yourself to just one thing. You can only do one thing. And that was my experience. You know, I'm a curious guy, and as long as you have some of that natural curiosity and you're interested in learning things, you can pick up the things that you need to know. I didn't need to be an expert on, you know, energy policy. I needed to be, you know, communications advisor. And you learn enough about the energy policy, and the lessons learned in sports really do translate. You know, sports is lots of crisis, lots of stuff happening at one time. Everything happens at night and on the weekend, pretty much, as you know. And, you know, all of those skills really did provide great training for the White House.
And when you were in the White House, as you talk about the hours, which hours were more killer? The sports hours, or in all the things that you did for NBC, or the hours you had to put in at the Oval Office at the White House?
All of those jobs are a lifestyle choice because it is an all-in kind of situation. And the thing about the White House is it just never really stops. You know, your day starts, I'd be in the office before 7 a.m. and you leave about 7:30 p.m. And you got to be in bed by about 10 o'clock in order to get up and do it again the next day. So it's a, you know, it is a nonstop eating. I don't like the word grind because it was exhilarating. Like I was, even though you're tired at times, you're excited about what you're doing. The work is important. The thing about sports is it is all at night and on the weekend. And so from a family standpoint, you just have to know. I mean, you have to have the support of your family, and you just have to know that this is a lifestyle choice. People on the outside sometimes think it's more glamorous than it is, and their real jobs. It's great to be a part of something in sports that people care so much about. But, you know, it is something that does consume your life, and you got to be into it or you're not going to last.
Yeah, that's good advice, too. In that kind of a career, in those kind of careers, and probably like some other careers, you have to have your family on board because I always say this, all times are soft. There's never a hard time because you don't know what's going to happen. News breaks, things change, and you have to be there, right?
You have to be ready. And, you know, in the case of the White House, everything ends up on the president's desk. And so any issue that happens, is going to be something that you're pulled into. I remember coming home a little bit early one night. I took the kids to the community pool that we belong to. I made this big demonstration out of, you know, I'm going to leave my BlackBerry in the car. We went into the pool, 45 minutes. I come back to the car and I said, well, yeah, before we go home, let me just check and see what I may have missed here. And there were just dozens and dozens and dozens of emails. And what had happened was the Minnesota bridge collapsed. And on the surface, you know, you might think, well, why does that involve the president? But, you know, what a government agency is responsible for inspecting the infrastructure and on. So you know, there were fatalities, tragically, and so all of a sudden, is the president going to go? It turned out that, you know, Mrs. Bush happened to be there for another purpose, and we had to, you know, kind of figure out where she could, you know, an emergency responder site that she could go and cheer them up, kind of a thing. But yeah, so everything ends up on the president's desk. George Stephanopoulos had a great line when I started. He said, I was never as smart as I was when I worked at the White House, because every issue comes on the president's desk. But having said all that, sports is still a great connector, and that includes Washington. You know, conversations get started around sports. So.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. It's a great icebreaker. I find that same thing. I agree with you wholeheartedly. When you first set off, Sully, did you think that you would end up with the kind of life that you've had so far?
Never in a million years. You know, I left Purdue and I worked in the sports information office there. My goal was to be a sports information director somewhere. And really, this is something I write about in Breaking Through. I tell college kids, you have no idea what the future holds. And the key is to put yourself in position to take advantage of the opportunities that come. You know, work hard, be prepared all the time. Don't do stupid things. You know, a DUI when you're 21 or 18 or whatever is going to remove certain opportunities. Stupid things on social media when you're a young person can remove and limit your opportunities. So, put yourself in position and be open-minded to opportunities that are going to come.
Yeah, that's great advice. And again, you mentioned it. The book is Breaking Through: Communications Lessons from the Locker Room, the Boardroom, and the Oval Office. And then you've also done, you've dealt with companies, and even at companies, there's a structure, there's a system, etc. And I use the word communications, and you use that in your book title. Do you feel like, because I feel this way, and maybe it's partly because of technology and we live in the 140-character world, that now more than ever, communications is a critical skill, not a soft skill?
No question about it. And it's funny, people say, well, I don't like speaking in front of the group, or I'm not comfortable with technology. And in this day and age, that's the same thing as saying I can't read or write. It really, if you want to get anywhere, and the tips in the book, even though a lot of it is, they're really directed, and on one hand, for public relations practitioners, the tips will help you in a staff meeting at work, or a job interview or whatever. It all comes down to being prepared, have a simple message. What are those one or two things that you want to leave the person with, whether it's your boss or a room of 500 people? Use storytelling. Storytelling is persuasive, it's memorable, it's fun. And even if you're somebody who's a little bit shy, when you're telling a story, you're going to come alive and you're going to be more animated because it's personal. So the book is really intended for a broad audience to help people communicate better, and also not to screw up on social media, and to be aware of that everybody out there now has the power of an international journalist. So a misstep out in public can be a YouTube viral sensation 20 minutes later or faster.
Yeah, no kidding. And can you imagine working in the White House now because of the technology, how fast, it's like the speed of light, how fast things are moving with Snapchat, Instagram, and everything else. And plus, you have to be a warrior for social media because you have to watch out for the president when it comes to things that could come out of left field, right?
Absolutely. All that was just getting started when I worked in Washington. The thing is it's great that we have this power, and it's great that everybody is their own media company and can syndicate content and all that. You just have to use it with a purpose. And that's kind of how we talk about it is, why am I sending this tweet? What is the purpose of this Instagram photo? I tell people, one of the big rules, don't mix business and pleasure on Facebook, for example. Use Facebook for personal, for your friends and family. Use Twitter for more professional things. Instagram probably personal, but when you get the boss and your aunt Zelda on Facebook at the same time, it's usually a recipe for awkward exchanges. and just be smart about it. We're all building our brand and we're all demonstrating to people what's most important to us. And this is the kind of thing in the media training and social media coaching we do with pro teams and coaches and athletes. I always, Rich Gotham, the president of the Boston Celtics, back in 2009, said to me when we had our first session with the Celtics, he said, and at that time it was exploding, Twitter was exploding, especially in the NBA. And he said, just tell them if you're going to do it, have a purpose. And I love that line. And it's really true, across the board, with everything that we do on social media is how does this add value? What does this say about me? The people that you follow that say something about you. We saw Carlos Martinez of the Cardinals favoring porn tweets a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
So it's like who you're following, just your entire conduct is now so much on public display that you got to be careful because there are consequences.
I agree. There are consequences. Hey, pick up the book. It's at Amazon, Breaking Through: Communications Lessons from the Locker Room, the Boardroom, and the Oval Office. Kevin Sullivan, thanks so much for joining us on America Tonight.
Really appreciate it, Kate.
Everyone. everyone says or does something silly once in a while. But once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. Even very smart, very accomplished people. It's part of being human. A quote taken out of context, a legal problem, an unfortunate photograph. Once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Because people love to dig up dirt, even when it's not real dirt. Put it to rest. Call for a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. Businesses, public figures, and professionals turn to Reputation.com for good reason. We protect your online image by helping make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Learn more about what the experts at Reputation.com can do for you. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
The polar vortex is here and expected to freeze over part of the U.S. Help is needed. Resources are often drained by people capable of caring for themselves, leaving those with the greatest needs to go without. Do your part by being prepared this winter. A supply of Go Foods will provide delicious nutrition, comfort, and security during hard times. Protect your community and call Go Foods at 1-800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Walks further down the street with the people way down low. Ain't no sound but the sound of speed. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the way to pull this rip. Sound of the beat, yeah. Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. And another one.
Kate Delaney back with you as we come across that final threshold for this hour of America Tonight. The big story we keep talking about is the sad story of terror smashing into Chattanooga, Tennessee. A Kuwaiti-born gunman opened fire on two military centers, killed four Marines, one highly decorated, who had four Purple Hearts, or two Purple Hearts, and was a decorated war hero. And what happened is, just to break it down again for you, as I've gotten some emails, his name was Muhammad Yusuf Abdulaziz. He lived in the area. He had graduated from the University of Tennessee. And, again, he was Kuwaiti-born, but he spent most of his early years in the U.S., so he was a lone gunman, a lone wolf gunman, and they're investigating it. The thought is this may be ISIS-fueled, meaning he was motivated by some of what he had heard and read and all that kind of stuff. As far as ISIS is concerned, we don't know that for sure, but that's how the investigation is looking like. And you know, here we go. Is this another example of radical Islam doing its thing? And why should we have people in the military who are sitting ducks when they're at facilities where they could be carrying a firearm, especially if they're experienced? So you look at, in all probability, what we are seeing is this radicalized Islamic terrorism in a lone wolf body, where he's, again, the specific motive not directly known, except for that he was influenced by ISIS. And I couldn't help but, the minute I heard the story, think of Nidal Hassan, who shot and killed 13 Americans, stood up on a table and yelled, Allah Akbar. And this was before, of course, all the ISIS stuff, but during Al-Qaeda and Islamic terrorism still thriving in a different form. So what do we do from here? The one thing I think we take away from this is the question of the military only having MPs who are armed, and that people who are experienced, especially people who have served, etc., why don't they have the ability to carry a firearm? Now, you might disagree with that. Maybe you think that's too radical and too dangerous and too, you know, whatever. I don't think so. Going to the point of view of somebody who has the experience, somebody who has served, somebody who comes back to the United States, is on a base or in a recruitment center, certainly not expecting to be gunned down by someone who is armed to bear, who has no regard for human life, and who knows the specific trigger, who knows what it was that sent him on this mission. That we don't know, and we may never know that. His father was looked at and was on a terror list at one point, but then was taken off the list. Some people who have been questioned so far say that he was quiet and he didn't seem to have that nasty bone in his body. Those kind of comments are being said, but I think we haven't heard everything yet. It's just too early to tell, and whether or not we're going to, you know, to know that. I mean, there was one classmate who I happened to see, and somebody interviewed them on TV, and they said, well, he was well-liked. And boy, I just think this shooting shows us it's time to arm the armed forces when they're back at home. I mean, for goodness sake, why are we making it easy pickings for these kinds of killers? That's the one thing we for sure can take out of this. You might disagree or you might agree. You can throw in a quick call, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Or you can shoot me an email at americatonight.net, americatonight.net. Just a terrible, sad thing that happened. A couple other quick things, too, I want to mention here on the fly. The Colorado theater shooter, James Holmes, was found guilty of murder. Now it's a question. The jury finds him guilty on all kinds of counts of whether or not they're going to put him to death. That penalty phase probably takes a month. It starts on Monday. It doesn't have to take a month, but it will start on Monday, the decision as to what will happen, what will happen there. We'll see. But didn't have much to say, sat stony-faced in the courtroom, and there certainly were a lot of people reacting to it, the victims, the innocent people who were sitting ducks, speaking of that, in that movie theater back in 2012, in July of 2012. I've talked about this, and we, in fact, talked about this briefly in our mailbag segment, California and what's happening with the drought. The California water regulators are now ordering farmers to stop pumping from a river. See, everybody's looking for that edge. What do you do when you have to feed these thirsty crops and you're in a drought? And we're talking about the San Joaquin River, and there's been a huge battle over this as to what you know, they're going dry during this drought. So the State Water Resources Control Board issued pretty much the cease and desist order against an irrigation district in the Central Valley, because that's where this was happening. They were pumping the water from the river, and they're saying there'll be huge fines if that continues. And so farmers, that's what they were doing. They were trying to figure out, okay, what can I do? How do I feed the crops? So pretty interesting if you think about this. water now is like gold in California. It is like gold. It is that bad. Because no water, no feeding of the crops. What happens to the crops? Of course, they die. And they've had these investigations, and they're realizing that this is what's happening. That in some of these rural areas, they're diverting water. And in fact, in some of the areas, they don't necessarily realize that it's illegal because it's something they've been doing for a long time. They got 23 inspectors who have to go to all these fields. And they're farmer-wise. The state says it issued 9,000 letters to people, farmers, etc., who were near these large water areas where they have rivers and streams and all that kind of stuff, and they're trying to sort it all out. In sorting it all out, what California really needs is some giant rainstorms. I mean, not mudslides, not floods and problems with that, but they desperately need some of that good old-fashioned rain and massive amounts here and there to cure part of that problem, at least, because they're not getting it every day. You know, that whole thing, that song, It Never Rains in Southern California, it doesn't rain, at least lately, all across California, and it's really, really crippling that state, really, really crippling them. And this is why the fines, and this is why the problems with the people illegally grabbing up as much water as they can, being stuck and trying to figure out solutions of what can they do with these crops that are dying on them, and it's affecting the economy of the state, which already was in trouble in certain areas, in a very, very, very big, big way. And also this quickly from the Cats on the Hill, the Senate okayed the revised No Child Education law, and you know, this was about that whole compromise where they were going back and forth on it. Remember, this is a decade after No Child Left Behind established this federal, giant federal reach into public education. So the Senate on Thursday approved a rewrite of that law that would return most of the power, not all, but most of the power to the states. It was pretty cantankerous for a decade it was. And what happens is it leaves in place the law's testing schedule, but in a big shift, it gives states and districts more control over whether and how to use those tests to assess performances of schools and teachers and students, which is a good thing, because how ridiculous was it, the outrageous amount of cheating that was happening in some areas. Remember, we had that problem in Atlanta, so this is a very, very good thing. Remember, if it's on your mind, I want to hear about it. You can email me, 24/7, americatonight.net. Thanks so much for listening to America Tonight.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.